Time Warner Audiobooks presents The Fifth Horseman, written by James Patterson and Maxime Petro, and read by Carolyn McCormick.
Prologue. The Midnight Hour. Chapter 1. Rain was drumming hard against the windows when the midnight to 8 o'clock rounds began at San Francisco Municipal Hospital. Inside the ICU, 30-year-old Jessie Falk was asleep in her hospital bed, floating on a Percocet lake of cool light. Jessie was having the most beautiful dream she'd had in years. She and the light of her life, 3-year-old Claudia, were in Grandma's backyard swimming pool. Claudia was in her birthday suit and bright pink water wings, slapping the water, sunlight glinting off her blonde curls.
Simon says, "Kiss like a butterfly, Claudia."
"Like this, Mommy?"
Then the mother and daughter were shouting and laughing, twirling and falling down, singing out, "Wee!" when without warning, a sharp pain pierced Jessie's chest. She awoke with a scream, bolted upright, and clapped both of her hands to her breast. What was happening? What was that pain? Then Jessie realized that she was in a hospital and that she was feeling sick again. She remembered coming here, the ambulance ride, a doctor telling her that she was going to be fine, not to worry. Falling, nearly fainting back to the mattress, Jessie fumbled for the call button at her side. Then the device slipped from her grasp and fell.